Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk to you today about, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu
is
in America right now.
Right now.
Meeting with the president today. Pray. Mm-hmm. I mean, pray for this meeting. In past meetings, it's just been, it's not like two guys hanging out, you know, and having a Coke and just, you know, what do you think? But this is the leader of Israel, the apple of God's eye, mm-hmm. meeting with our leader that we chose. So he represents mm-hmm. us. So this is us meeting with Israel.
Yeah.
This is like us meeting with David. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In the context of that. And so whoever blesses Israel will be blessed, but whoever curses Israel will be cursed. And so it's important, no matter how the media tries to hype up on, you know, politically, people say, just throw I love Israel out there and you'll get elected. We're talking about seriously, you know, standing with Israel. Because at this moment, when when the president, Vladimir Putin, is trying to take over the Ukraine.
Russian president.
The Russian president. That he, it's called her sister land is what it's been known as, that people were just kind of, I think it's the Washington Post is saying that our foreign policy is like fantasy. It's some of the things that we're doing right now. But we're just watching them take over. They've totally taken over one particular city already.
Wow.
They just totally took it over.
Yeah.
Just came in. It's like, that's like if we're having little disputes, you know, in Washington, all of a sudden Canada comes down and says, I'm a little concerned about you guys. Right. Somebody down here does speak French. So we're going to come here and we're going to take over America. Yeah. That makes no sense at all.
We'll start with New York, just cross the border. You know?
Right. And so simultaneously, while Putin is coming down into Ukraine, remember that earlier in Syria, when we were going to confront Syria and Benjamin Netanyahu's meeting today with the president, was saying, we got to deal with this chemical weapons on, you know, 50 miles north of us.
Right.
And the president turns them over to Putin. And then he turns over the United Arab League of Nations. I think it's 21 nations. It represents many, many Muslim nations. Just basically turns them over to Putin, and they follow Putin. It's like, we're turning over the whole everything mm-hmm. to Putin, mm-hmm. and Putin's coming down. And what's reported is because he saw how we did what we did in Syria, he's thinking, well, I can easily just take over the Ukraine. And it's like, my goodness. And it boils down. And then on top of that, now we're going to be talking about in today's program, four programs back to back, anti-Semitism is rising all across the world, but also in the Ukraine, it's cranking up a huge notch in the Ukraine.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're starting to put caricatures out. They're beginning to do the standard demonic response towards the Jews. And it's like, listen, it's JJ. It's not just J. It's
right.
Jesus and the Jews. Yes,
right.
Jesus is a Jew, but he's the firstborn from amongst the church. He's the son of God. And so ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And so we have to stand up and realize, man, these are serious times. This is how World War II began. You know, Hitler came. He was seeing, I believe it was in Germany, that he was talking about, you know, these are my people and they're being mistreated and, you know, I need to go into this particular area. Boom. You know, mm-hmm. all of a sudden it's like World War, you know, two going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, do y'all want us to be at war here? I mean, what are y'all doing? And if you haven't yet heard, you need to go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and listen and watch and read, you know, some prophetic words that God had given. And because God does nothing unless he first shares it through his prophets first. And, understand, you cannot point all this at our president. There's a whole machine mm-hmm. out there. I mean, nobody becomes president anyway by themselves. It takes,
mm-hmm.
it's not who's with you. It's like, who do you choose to be with you or who chooses you? And you find out later on in your office who chose what.
It's that's
like,
right.
I thought I chose you. And,
not exactly.
Yeah, Woodrow Wilson was chosen off Princeton and because they saw, you know, he's a good speaker. But God specifically said prophetically that, you know, our president, there's people moving around him trying to fulfill their agenda. And people mm-hmm. are saying things like, well, how come he just doesn't fire someone? You know, how come he just doesn't fire Kathleen Sebelius? How come he doesn't just fire this person? How come he just doesn't go over there with John Kerry to work out the peace talks in the Middle East? How come he doesn't? And if, in fact, you know, it's not you doing it, you know.
You can.
Yeah, or if Kathleen is the one that selected, he's like, right? He's like, you know. Anyway, this is what God says. This is what the Lord says. Pray for those in authority over you.
Mm-hmm.
And not to curse them. You know, not to agree with any kind of political whim. Understand, God directs kings' hearts, leaders' hearts, like he directs a water course. So he can change it. The question is, can you believe he can change their heart? And by the way, so that he hears your prayers, you first have to repent of your own sin before you start praying for him that God will forgive him of his.
That's right.
And so he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. Which means he'll hear your prayers. He'll hear our prayers. And he'll heal our land. So we can't just, you know, pray for the president without us dealing with ourselves first. And believe me, the character of God is if we'll deal with ourselves in view of his mercy because of his grace and begin to pray for those in authority over us that we chose. It's a government by the people and for the people. God can turn this thing around.
Sure can.
I was just thinking, I know we got to go to break, but I was just thinking this morning that with, you know, with David, and hopefully get a chance today to talk about counting God out. But this is Satan rose against Israel. And so David began to count his strength, count his pennies, count his mighty men. And all of a sudden, you know, God gave him a choice. We got three choices. I'm going to restrict you to your room. You know, I'm going to take away your digital game, you know, or I'm going to loose my angel on you to beat the stew out of you for 3 days, you know, or 90 days.
Right.
I mean, that's what it was like.
Yeah.
And he says, I'd rather fall into the hands of the Lord. And so the angel began to destroy Jerusalem in the context of that. But what was interesting, this is the God we serve. But when he saw what he had said was going to happen and begin to happen, he even had compassion on his own choice of what was going to happen. And he just said, enough. Yeah, enough. Isn't that great? He didn't say 90 days and then he stopped. But when he saw the havoc and what was going on, the discipline was taking place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how many times have you ever, you know, said to your children, okay, you're on restriction for the rest of your life in, you know, I don't know, a month or something, a day or a week. And you think, this is hurting me more than but, or you have compassion on them. You think, you know, and that's us, you know, being evil. God stepped in, even when he had a specific 90-day judgment coming down, discipline coming down on Israel, and said, enough, just knock, you know, that's it. And the angel put the sword back into his sheath. And David said, right there on this threshing floor, you know, this is where I want to have tabernacle with God. Mm-hmm. And we have to understand that's the kindness and the sternness of God. Benjamin Netanyahu, prime minister of Israel, is meeting today with the president, Barack Obama, in the White House, mm-hmm. I would believe. And also, while he's here, he's going to be also meeting with the Secretary of State, John Kerry. And there's a prophetic word giving over Secretary John Kerry. So make sure that's available on the torch. Everything we're talking about is available to you on the torch. So we're not just talking about whatever. There's things that God said, is revealed to us. There's things that media has said, news, and et cetera. But there's a very specific word about John Kerry and what he represented. And God told us the very time that he was going to begin to do something. What they're saying was what he did over Syria is exactly what's causing the Ukraine to come down, because we did not respond with authority over in Syria. We just kind of like, great, you'll take this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I gave you a shout out. Remember the Russian Navy behind me when I was talking there at the DNC. So today he's going to meet with John Kerry, Congress, and AIPAC.
Mm-hmm.
That the Prime Minister is going to go to AIPAC, which is a huge, you know, American Israel alliance, mm-hmm. for everything Israel.
Pro-Israel,
which is America pro-Israel. It's focusing on America being there for Israel. And if you've ever gone to one of these, you need to go to them. If you could, you can go to APAC.org probably or something. You go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and you can find out. But you also can view them now live online. So instead of going all the way to Washington, D.C., you can view them. I was watching some of the inventions that they talk about, some of the cutting industry.
Oh, yeah.
Cutting industry. It's just the favor of God on Israel. The things that they invent is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I heard, and I know we're talking about the prime minister today, but that on Jerusalem Post, there was a soldier, IDF soldier, and they're in the Federation IDF or whatever. I think it's probably after you served and how they encourage mm-hmm. each other. And he stood up there, and he was missing his left arm. He had a prosthetic arm with a kind of a hook, closing hook on the left arm, because he had lost it in battling for the nation of Israel. And his right arm was somewhat paralyzed, and hopefully we'll make this available to you. But he gave a speech and all that, but then he stepped aside, and he proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
You know, and this is what he said. I mean, just I hadn't heard patriotism so long. He said, you know, talking about the IDF, he says, Israeli defense, the military there. He says, you know, this is what we do. But then he says, but like our prime minister says, he says that, and he turns to his girlfriend. He says, our wives and our family is the reason why we do it.
Wow.
We defend our nation, the nation of Israel, and they're the reason why we do it.
Wow.
And I thought, I think I remember something like that happening once in America, where people were going, you know, I'm going to go defend America. I'm going to defend what she stands for. I'm going to defend her constitution. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a pledge, an oath to defend her.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, patriotism. And when he spoke at the United Nations, remember that? It's like, whoa, I remember those kind of speeches. You know, it was
the
just
line
bold.
Is drawn here.
Yeah, the line is drawn here. And it was just a vision and clarity. And it's like, man, wow. Oh, yeah, we used to do that. I remember that. It wasn't just in the John Wayne movies and all that kind of stuff out there. There was people that stood up and said, you know what? And today it's like they're talking about downsizing our military and changing our constitution. And it's like, who are we?
Right.
Who are we? And we better find out who we are quickly. And if you haven't yet heard America, how we got here and how we stay here, you need to hear it, because there's a reason why it says we're one nation under God. You know, when you talk about pledging allegiance to the flag, when you become a citizen, when you become a political leader, when you become a law enforcement officer, you raise your hands and you swear an oath, which is an allegiance to the Constitution. Well, what about if you're born in America? Well, that's why you said the pledge of allegiance. It wasn't just something that you just did because it was part of your class,
right,
or part of your football game. You actually stand up and say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and what it stands for, and the Republic and the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just, you know, Mexican Americans who come over from Mexico and go through the citizenship and they become Mexican Americans, or Spanish Americans, or Iranian Americans who came from Iran that became a citizen of America, and they have to swear an oath. We're supposed to pledge allegiance
exactly.
to that's why you stand up and put your hand over your heart or take their ball cap. It's not just the military folks that do that.
Right.
And so many people today are not doing like that. And it just blessed my heart to see patriotism in Israel with, by the way, a prosthetic left arm with a hook and almost a paralyzed right hand.
Wow.
And his girlfriend was so excited about marrying him.
Wow.
I thought, oh,
that's cool.
That's beautiful. You know, he sacrificed himself for Israel, for his nation, what he believed. He defended his nation, and he realized this is why I do it. It's for my wife. It's for my family.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know, they teach Marines and others, but you know, really Marines and an Army, that when you're fighting, you're really fighting for your fellow soldier.
Yeah,
you know, you're just fulfilling the mandate of your leaders. But you're not fighting for at that point, you're fighting for them and defending them. And in the process of doing that, you actually defend your nation. But anyway, so the prime minister's meeting today with the president. You need to pray. Pray for the president's heart. Pray God touch his heart, because he directs it like a water course.
Mm-hmm.
Give him eyes to see and ears to hear. Now, think about this. When Pilate was going to crucify Jesus, sentence him, that God spoke to his wife. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spoke to his wife, and she said, I was tormented all last night, have nothing to do with this man. And he didn't listen, but God was just downloading and talking. And I mean, think about that. And it's like, God can speak. God can speak. And whatever we do to Israel, and we've done it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me how merciful and how generous, but I know that they're strong, but how merciful and generous Israel is to people that do them wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, man, dear Lord, that is so amazing.
And the people, you know, I remember being in Jerusalem down in the quarter, and I was getting some things and just walking amongst the people, and one shop owner came out and he was showing me this leather bag.
Right.
And he says, in the middle of Jerusalem, he shows me, USA. We're friends, USA.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that was so amazing. Mm. But, right. You know, how much love they have for us and respect. Yeah. And I'm thinking, yeah. In view of history and all that's been done, there's still that common bond. I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty cool.
And, you know, and so understand, no matter who stands for what, you can stand for Israel. As a matter of fact, our sponsors and our partners and those that pray with us, that's what we stand for. We stand for God and country in that order, mm-hmm. and Israel. And that's why we're talking about Israel. Mm-hmm. And today, from what I understand, that is it Bloomberg talking about that the president's not?
Bloomberg View, there is Goldberg, guy who's interviewing, basically the president interviewed him. And interesting, Jeffrey Goldberg, he says that when he's the president will tell basically Israel about their bleak future when he speaks to the prime minister.
Did you hear that?
Their bleak future. This is what's being said.
Oh my goodness!
One of international isolation and demographic disaster if he refuses to endorse a U.S. draft framework agreement for peace with the Palestinians. Mm. He continued to say that Obama will warn Netanyahu that time is running out for Israel as a Jewish majority democracy, and the president will make the case that Netanyahu alone among the Israelis has the strength and the political credibility to lead his people away from this impending disaster, if you will.
Right.
And it's like,
well, you think about it. These are Alinsky tactics being used because they are put under a place. 140-something thousand missiles, whatever, being pointed at them. America's not standing up the way they were. The weapons up north, the chemical weapons, turning the United Arab League, 22 nations, over to Putin, who's invading them. This is the Alinsky tactics 101. You know, organizers of the night versus organizer of the day, and we. Whoever's doing this, they're actually organizing Israel. But you can't organize Israel. No. But understand, today is a very crucial day. God is watching us, and we need to pray that things will turn around in the Oval Office, that things will turn around, and we will support Israel and turn all this around. Dear God, forgive us for the sins that we've committed against Israel. We stand for Israel, and we pray for Israel in defense of her. This week, this is when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is meeting with the president, began to pray for the peace of Israel and the protection of Israel. Anti-Semitism is rising in the world. But what's interesting about anti-Semitism is what's happened because of it. It caused Israel to become a nation. It caused them to begin to migrate and come together. And it makes you think about some prophetic words that were spoken out from Ezekiel about this. And as a matter of fact, Ezekiel, let me find that for you right here so you can hear it. Ezekiel talks about fishing and hunters, fishing and hunters here. Let me see if I can find this thing. And he says, when they came to the nations, this is Ezekiel 36:20. When they came to the nations, wherever they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said, these are the people of the Lord, yet they have not lived in his land. Mm. And the Bible speaks about this taking place. And then he says, therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall be no more, says God. The Lord lives, and he's going to bring his children back. First, he's going to send fishermen to bring them in, and then he's going to send the hunters. You think about it, and they're watching this and talking about that in Jeremiah 16:14 through 16, when he's saying, he's, you know, this is what I'm going to do. And he's for the Jews, God says, I want you to be in Israel. I want you to be in Israel. And so you start seeing this coming back, you know, the Russian Jews were coming in, and you start thinking like, well, you know, why are you? And it's like, man, that's a prophetic happening when, you know, a fisherman is, he's like, hey, you know, why don't you come on in? You know, here's a line. Here's an opportunity. Uh-huh. You know, business is good. It's great living and all these different things. And finally, God says, you know, I'm going to send hunters out. Where are you at? Mm. I'm going to find you. And he actually says, you know, I'm going to look for you in the crevices, the hills, the holes, the rocks, and bring you in. Not to hurt you, to bring you in. Because God's going to protect Israel. I mean, the safest place, believe it or not, even though it has 140,000 missiles pointed at it, the safest place is a small piece of real estate called Israel and Jerusalem. And so we just pray that if you are a Jew and you're wanting to go back to Israel, that we just pray the Lord would provide a way.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.